This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 201. We're starting a brand new franchise. We're getting into some Clint Eastwood here, which I'm kind of happy, but we're not hitting the Western era. We're hitting some action-packed crime thrillers here. So we're going to start it off with my man, Dirty Harry, from 1971. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate, from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, I know for a fact you're going to say, I never saw it. So this is the first time watch for you, right?
Yes. Dirty Harrys will be first time watch for me.
So my question to you for this movie, what was like people's reactions when you said you never saw it? Like when you, I bet you asked some people like, hey, what did you think of Dirty Harry? What's the feedback that came back to you?
Well, mostly my dad, he likes this movie. So he was like, you've never seen it. And he doesn't even, which is funny because he barely even has seen anything, but he's like, you haven't seen it. And he really likes it. Other than that, there's a couple of these movies that like they're very famous that I haven't seen, but I feel like a lot of people in my age range also haven't seen it. So I haven't gotten too much because it's from 1971, which would make it 51 years old at this point. So it's not like the new, you know, movie. So I haven't had too much of a reaction that people were like, what an idiot or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's okay. Well, for myself, it's been a while. I did watch all of them, but it was a while back when I got the DVD versions of this. And I never upgraded because I always felt like sooner or later, Warner Brothers is going to upgrade it to 4K. I feel like it. I'm like, it's going to do it.
The Blu-ray looks really great. This looks really good. Yeah, it looks really, really good. Okay. I'm sure they'll do a 4K. It's a popular enough franchise, but the Blu-ray looks great.
Oh, great. Maybe I'll pick it up if it's on a cheat sheet.
I think I paid like $12 for that 4-pack. It's just missing one, which is annoying, but...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, it is what it is. All right, so with that said, let's check out what the audience and the critics have to say about Dirty Harry from 1971. Nate, what is it?
This one's pretty good. This is a 89% critic score and a 90% audience score. Now, I will say...
What?
Going into this movie, I knew this was one of those movies that, like, I know a lot of people like. I've very, very rarely heard, like, a bad thing about it. So I'm not that surprised that it has a 90% audience score. Like, I've never met someone who's like, oh, Dirty Harry, I hate those movies. You know, like, the people who have seen it like it. Or they haven't seen it. That's pretty much it.
I'm looking at here, and it's only 1 point difference between critics and audience.
Yeah, and it's and the audience is higher, which is weird. Usually when the audience is higher than the critics, it's by like a lot. You know, it's like the critics didn't like it, but fans loved it. It's rare that the critics loved it and then the fans loved it slightly more. That it's not that common. So yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, I mean, look, with that said, let's start it off because I want to hear what your thoughts on your first time watching on Dirty Harry. So let's start it off with some lead character played by Clint Eastwood. Now, his name is Harry, but I think it's Harry Callahan.
Callahan.
Yeah. So what did you think about Clint?
Dirty Harold. Do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do ya? With a mouthful of hot dog. It's pretty cool.
Dirty Harry. It's just Harry Callahan. It's a cool character. This guy's cold as ice in this movie. Like, he is cooler than the other side of the pillow. All those phrases, he's it in this movie. Clint Eastwood's great. I do like Clint Eastwood a lot. I haven't seen all his movies, but every time I watch a new Clint Eastwood movie, I like him in that movie. I haven't seen many that I've hated. Maybe I don't like his when he's like an old man, but like in his heyday, 50s, 60s, 70s, so far, every time I see him, he's great. And then this is no different. He is a cop, but he's called Dirty Harry because it's his nickname. Because he gets all the dirty jobs that no one else wants to do. That's like the little kind of joke. But the reason I like him is he gets backstory. You know me. I like something. Give me something. Give me something other than he's a cop. And he talks about his wife. His wife was, you know, she was killed. So, you know, he was married. He's talking with the other guy's wife later in the movie. And is like, you know, she never really got used to me being a cop. But, you know, it doesn't matter now. She passed away. Drunk driver. To me, that kind of informs why he continues to work in law enforcement. And then on top of that, he's like one of these cops who he will cross a line if he has to, but he only crosses the line if he feels like it's just. You know what I mean? It's not Dirty Harry because he's a dirty cop. He's not. He's a great cop, but he's willing to go a little further if he feels like it's in the name of justice. I loved him. I thought he was great. I thought the performance was great. I gave him a 5.
Dude, I gave him a 5 off the bat. I mean, again, I've seen this film. It's been a while since I've seen it again. But on the rewatch, my man is cold as ice, and I love it. I love when characters command the screen. He commands the screen. But the difference is that the character commands the scenery. Like, yeah. The captain doesn't mess with him. He says whatever. He talks to everyone back to them. The way he talks to everyone, even the scenes that he called people their, you know, those bad words to each race. Like, he didn't give a crap. Yeah, the racial slur. Like, he didn't give a crap. He said it in people's faces. And I liked it. And I was like, yo, this dude is crazy. But one thing is that he's great at his job. He knew the killer, what he was going to do before the killer did it. And he's like, if you continue, he's like, when you let this guy go, he's going to continue to do it. And then he listened to him and they did it. And he was just like, you know what? I'm ending it all.
He went, screw y'all, I'm tired of it. He told the mayor. He was like, get yourself a different delivery boy.
He leaves. Now, there was another action movie I wanted to ask you that had a little similar storyline. Where the bad guy gets his ass whooped and then he blames the cop. Remember that? There was a movie like that. That the dude gets his face all stomped out and everything, and then they were like, you can't go near him. And he was like, but I was never near the guy. Oh, you know what? I think that was the X-Files episode.
Oh.
I think it was the Victor Toombs. I think it was. Like, Victor Toombs, like, the character, he got out of the ward, like, the court, because there was no evidence. And he went to Mulder's house, stole his sneakers, and then he got his ass whooped. Yeah. And then when they came in and they took his sneakers. So, like, that reminded me a little bit of Dirty Harry. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Now I understand where I remember that thought. I was like, but I liked it. I was like, that is cool.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. But, again, Dirty Harry, no nonsense. The criminals, man, you're right. He was eating a hot dog and he stopped crying. And I was like, a character is badass when he's eating a hot dog and he stops a bank robbery.
Right. Exactly. And, well, he goes outside while still chewing the hot dog.
This is why I gave it a 5. He was nonchalant. He gave the guy a card and he said, just tell him it's a 212 going progress. And he was like, what is this, Harry? And he was just like, just a little something. And then when it was happening, he went, oh, crap. Like, and he's walking out with a big ass gun on the street, and you know it's badass when that happens. But anyway, with that said, I gave it a 5.
That's a great catchphrase. His little spiel, you know.
Oh,
you know if I shot 5 times or 6 times. The little speech, it's great. It's great. Yeah, I love it. It reminds me of Speed with the pop quiz dialogue. I know whoever wrote that is a fan of Dirty Harry. I know it. And they're like, we need our own little, he's going to say, pop quiz, hot shot. And it'll be like this. And it worked for me. I loved it.
No, it worked. I mean, I, the way he delivers it, it's what worked. And I think it was great too. Okay, main villain. The name is Killer. I'm going to call him the Killer.
Scorpio, right? He goes Scorpio.
Yeah, I think he's the Scorpio Killer.
Scorpio. He's, you know what? This is a great villain. Like, this is a great villain. I'm surprised. I I've never seen the movie. I don't really know. I don't even know what it's about. All I know is that Clint Eastwood's a cop.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I didn't know if this was going to be like a cop just solving some crime. And at first it seemed like it was going to be, which I'll say for like, my overall, it goes in my overall section, but like he started doing like other stuff and I'm like, what? Like getting the guy off the building but it's really a movie of a man versus a man. A classic. This guy's a cop. This guy's a killer. He's a sniper. He shoots people. He just shoots random people. Like he shoots a lady swimming in a pool. Then he kills a black kid. And then he kills, then he kidnaps a girl and puts her in like a well or something. Then he shoots a cop. And like this guy, first of all, his body count's good as far as a villain goes. So that's number one. Number two, he really outsmarts him as much as he can until the end, pretty much. He got the mayor. The mayor's like, no, we can't touch him. You know, you didn't read him his rights. The district attorney, you didn't read him his rights. We got to let him go. Like, he's a step ahead. He pays that guy to beat the crap out of him. And he, it was Harry Cullen. He beat me up. He's all bandaged up.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, were you following him? And he's like, I was following him in my free time. But you know, I didn't do that. You know, so I love that. This guy was a weasel, but he's a killer. He kills kids. Adults, girls, men, it doesn't matter. He's indiscriminate. He was literally got them to agree to give him $200,000 and a plane ride out of there. That's pretty good. If Dirty Harry, if Harry wasn't willing to just go and murder him, he was like going to get away with it because he had a school bus full of children. I give him a 5. That is a good like mano y mano. He almost seemed like a Joker type character. You know, he's psycho. He's always giggling. Yeah. He's like, when he has a kid at the end, he's like laughing after everything he says. He was a creep. I give him a 5. He was a good creep.
You know what? I agree with you. I gave him a 5. I forgot how crazy this dude was. He slapped the shit out of that kid on the bus. He's like, sing! Slap! Sing! He slapped the shit. Like, I sing mean, he song. Slapped the shit. Out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And the other part where I was like, okay, I give him a 5 for that. Everything else is a 5.
Yeah.
The other part is when my man... I don't know why I go to laugh. Is when Harry stabbed him with the knife.
Oh,
the
sound mix?
Yeah, he did the ill, like, I don't know why, but he sounded like real weird. He was like,
and he turns around really slow. Like, I can't believe you stabbed me. Yeah.
Yeah, he did that voice, and I said, "This is a 5." Like,
what? Why did you do this? And his stupid mask.
Yeah, like, he was just like, was and then up. He had like, he looked like one of the burglar gremlin because his lip was all out. He was like, "Whoa!" I loved it. I loved when he stole the dude in the liquor store. He goes, "Yeah, I packed my gun right here," and he smacked him with the bottle. Oh, the old man, and he was like, "Fuck you, man!" He's kicking he the old man. Gun.
Yeah.
That
guy, like, he was like joking around, and he puts his gun back, and he just smashes the bottle on his head. I was like, "Oh my god, this guy's literally crazy."
Crazy. But you're absolutely right. His mannerisms, excellent for a villain. He's up there now with our villains of action movie guys, like villains. He's so up far? There now.
He's great.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, he sniped dudes. He is funny. I mean, like you said, he manipulated the cops, except Dirty Harry. But then when he got my man Harry at the end, the best part is at the end when he was like trying to like antagonize him. He said, "Lower your gun. You ain't gonna whatever." Hey, my man, did, he shot him.
Just shot him anyway.
Of course, he did the famous. Yeah, he did the famous. I wish it was modern times because he would have had a hole like this big. When he
also,
shot
if it was
him
modern
the...
times, he wouldn't have got away with any of this stuff. But
oh no,
because
I mean,
the old time. The best is too when they're in the stadium and Harry's like stepping on his like leg, this. And he's like, "I got rights, man. I got rights."
He's like, "Where's the girl?" And he's
give me
stabbing
my rights. Yeah. Oh my god, it was hilarious.
No, I mean it's he was very. I'm gonna be honest with you. He's a very memorable villain.
Yeah.
So far. Like, very memorable. Yeah, so, all right, with that said, let's get to some action sequences.
Okay, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's be honest. I don't know, you know, when we're doing these podcasts, we have some of our Patreons watching along and scoring along, and I saw their scores, and I have no idea what movie they watched. This is not even close to a 5 in action. It's not even close. I gave it a 3, and most of the action consists of shooting, a lot of shooting and missing most of the time. You know what I mean? There's the one scene where Harry is bringing the money and then the other cop is there and they have the machine guns and they're like, you know, and they're shooting machine guns and he gets shot. He lives. But that's literally 10 seconds of like shooting, right? Then you have the chase scene at the end. He jumps on the bus. That was pretty cool. But like, you know, it's like regular action. Like, it wasn't super spectacular and there's not a lot. Like, this is a cop movie. More like a thriller more than an action movie. And that's the truth. So there's no way it's a 5. It's a thriller. I gave it a 3. It is good. Like, it's well executed what's there. It looks fine, but it's very 70s. You know, we had not gotten to the... I don't think we've reviewed a 70s action. We did those, like, we did the decade one, and I think Enter the Dragon was the only one that was, like, amazing, and that had a lot of action. So this fits in with the 70s. Like, you get a little bit of shooting, maybe someone punches somebody, you know, like, it looks kind of goofy when they fight. So, no, it's a 3. It's not a knock on the movie, trust me, but it's not a ton of action or great action, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, look, everything you said is right. I don't think this is a perfect action movie because it's not an action movie. This is not about the action. This is more about the case that Harry is actually going on right now. So, again, not taking it away. I enjoyed it. I thought everything in terms of the action worked well. I thought it blended very well. One thing, again, 70s, 80s, I think has the best written, how do you say, like, best... unique ways of telling stories. Like, you feel like you're watching a story unfold.
For sure.
Whereas
for sure.
Movies, movies now are not as you're watching for that blockbuster spectacular
spectacle.
Action. Yeah. It's more of a show, entertaining value. Whereas it's no more of that story driven, like, why is this character involved in this case? Why is this case very big amongst the city? Like, why is this killer doing what he's doing? We don't get that much. I know Lethal Weapons gave you some of that, but again, that was more of a blend of entertaining and story, like crime together. This is a purebred criminal type story, and I loved it, and I thought it was very good. Now, in terms of the action, I gave it a 4 because I thought it was really good. The bank robber scene, I thought was really good when he was walking down the street and he shot the cop car and it flipped. I thought it was actually really cool. I like the bus scene when he jumps on top of it from the bridge. I thought that was actually really cool. I like the ending chase because it's very old school, and I kind of like that style of shooting. Very Western. Like, they're shooting from the corridor from, like, a distance. And
he did a lot of Westerns with him, too, so makes sense.
Yeah, so you had that feel when they're, like, a long distance, the shot pans back, and you see them go pew-pew. And I was like, yeah, this is cool. But, I mean, I agree, though. It's not a perfect action, but it's hovering between the good and great, depending on where you see this movie. So it is what it is, but I get a 4. You gave it a 3. Yeah. Storyline.
A 5. We're back up in the good territory. This is great. I love these kind of movies. I love thrillers. I'm a big fan of them. I think this has a great thriller storyline. Now, it is, you know, now, at the time, I can't think of many 70s movies. This was probably very original at the time, is what I'm trying to get at. Nowadays, this is not like a very, very original movie, but it was when it came out. And so it really works. You know, you have the cop element. Whoever wrote it, the script is really good. It doesn't just like gloss over stuff. Like, there's consequences to everything he does. You know what I mean? Those little things they matter. You know, like the scene in the football stadium, like I said, he doesn't read his rights. He just does stuff, gets the information. But then the DA's like, we got to let him go. You didn't read him his rights. You didn't do, you know, like, you went to his house and got the gun or whatever, but like, you didn't have a warrant. You didn't. And so there's consequences. And I love that they don't just like gloss over stuff and be like, yeah, he can just do all that and then the guy will be in jail or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's really well written. The dialogue is really good. Clint Eastwood has some really great dialogue in this. The "do you feel lucky punk" line is great. The scene in the diner, like you said, when he's talking to the guy, his kind of demeanor, great. I love when he's talking. Anytime he's talking to like anyone who's like a superior of his, I love it. The drop off part at the end when he's talking to the mayor, I love that part. Yeah, the line he tells him when he's like, you know, I didn't do it. And he's like, how do I know that? He's like, because he looks too good or something like that. Like, he would have beat him up worse. You know? Yeah. So a strong script, really great dialogue, really engaging story. Like, you know, it is a thriller. It says mystery when you look it up. There's not really you know who the killer is the whole time, but it's a really good cop thriller. I'm a fan of the genre in general, and this is a great storyline. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah, it looks. I was looking it up. It's three writers wrote this movie.
Okay.
So their names didn't. Yeah, they did a great job, and you're right. There was no stones unturned. It was pretty much they knew. They flowed with everything. So if something happened, I hate watching action movies where it's like a plot hole and they never close it.
Yeah.
So it's like when the more you watch it, you're like, but didn't he just? And then like, crap. Yeah. This one, you're absolutely right. It's like to me, it was just a great story in terms of story. I gave it a 5. This story is amazing. I love these type of stories, like action thrillers, cop dramas. I love cop dramas. That is one of my things. I watched all the CSIs from Miami to New York, Las Vegas. I watched some of the NCISs. So I'm very big on the whole cop thing. I love those stories because I love the minds of the psychos that they go after. Like, it's just a weird thing. Like, it's just, I enjoy it. It makes storytelling so fun if you know how to write it. Like, so like this story is so good because he's such a psychopath that it's like, yo, how is he going to stop this guy from going in? He took it upon himself and killed him. And that's why I love the end of the movie when he throws his badge because he knows they're going to fire his ass because he killed the guy for no reason. So I was like, yeah, that is actually,
but he knows the guy, that Clint Eastwood. You know, he's like, I got this guy off the streets.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. I love well, they had good chemistry. I know the guy wasn't that great of an actor, but I thought they had that good psycho killer and cop chemistry on screen. You know, it's funny. This movie, like, if I had to go on a modern take of what movie this could become, like, if it was really good, was The Little Things with Denzel Washington and Robert Malik, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
That's a good This has more action than that. But it's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
It's a psycho killer, cop trying to solve it, Denzel, shady past. Dirty Harry doesn't have a shady past, but he has methods that he will go to. So, that's a pretty good comp.
Yeah, and I enjoyed that movie. I liked it. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I enjoyed it for what it was. Like, I was like, you know what? This was actually a really good cop movie. If you take away, you know, some people just kept comparing it to Seven and It's like, I don't think this was a seven movie.
It wasn't even trying to be, but people can't.
Yeah, but this movie, I think it was similar to it, but I think Dirty Harry was way better. Yeah, I just think storyline across the board is just so well done for a 70s movie. Didn't feel like a 70s. Like, if they would have took this script and went modern and put Scott Eastwood as his father in a younger, you'd be like, holy crap, like, this movie would be really good, depending on who's helming it. You'd be like, wow, this is actually a good movie. But anyway, with that said, overall, dude.
Okay, so I got to be honest here. I did not give it a 5. I know story is a 5, action's a 3, lead in character, you know, lead villain 5s. But there are some issues with that I had with the movie. One, I think the second act is not the best. I think the first act is really strong, and I think the third act is really strong. The middle part has a lot of, like, unnecessary fluff. Yeah, like the part where he goes to get the guy off the building, where he's like, I'm going to jump off the building. Like, it literally, if you cut that scene out, it doesn't change the movie at all. And to me, if you can find, like, because it's like a whole scene, it's not like 2 seconds. If you can find a whole entire, like, segment that you can remove and the movie is literally the exact same, it doesn't need to be there. You know, he explained why he's Dirty Harry with the line. They don't have to show it. I think that's what they were trying to go for. Like, oh, look, no one else wants to go get this guy and go up and get him. But I feel like him saying it was enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And two, the other thing, it got bogged down with that. I checked the time. The 13-minute scene of this guy running around in the nighttime with this bag of money. Just running from payphone to payphone. And he's like, now I want you to run to Robinson Street. And then and he runs. And they film, like, they just show him running around for a long time. And I was like, okay, I put it to 1.5 speed at that part because I knew we had to record and nothing was happening except him running in the dark. And it was all dark. Yeah. You couldn't even see sometimes. He goes in the alley. There's people there. Then it gets exciting with the little shootout and the stabbing. But it was 12 minutes long of him just running. So little things like that, I feel like the direction, it was good, but it could have been tightened. It made it a little bit, it made the middle part a little boring for me. A little bit. I'm not saying it's horrible, but a little bit boring. It did knock a point off for me. I think it's still a 4 out of 5. It's an 8 out of 10 movie overall. There's some elements that they could have cut. Also, there's some stuff like there's like the one-liners are humorous, but there's some, like, unintentionally funny parts. Like you said, like the way that guy screams when he gets stabbed. And if it was just a little less goofy at times, then I think it would have helped it. So cut the scene with the guy jumping, trim that running around scene, edit it, make it like a quick, you know, like a montage type thing. And some of the goofiness, and this for me would have been a 5 out of 5. But as it is, 4, I still really enjoy it.
You know, it's funny because we have a streak here, ladies and gentlemen, of movies, of heroes looking through binoculars watching naked women. And Dirty Harry, continue the streak.
A little Peeping Tom-ish.
I will say, is the streak going to be broken? No, it continues, baby. We continue. We go. Dirty Harry, continue that streak in this podcast. Blue Thunder was the worst.
Naked Yoga.
Yeah, that was the weirdest. But this one took the cake also. But and it's funny because he's just staring and he's just like, and I was like, what is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
But anyway, that doesn't knock the points because it wasn't as raunchy as Blue Thunder was. Like, it felt like a porno.
That was
like,
gratuitous. What is this? This wasn't as gratuitous to me.
It was very weird. Anyway. Yeah. I knocked some points down. I totally agree with you on the second half of the film. That is so right. For me, also was the nakedness, but the lack of action for me. I think if it had a little bit more, like him doing sniping, like more killings, I would be like, oh yeah, this has been good. Like I would have been more happy with that, like him killing more people. I mean, I don't want to be sounding all sick and crazy.
No, but it's a movie.
Yeah, in this cycle term, like, I wanted to see more deaths. Like, we had 2, I believe, the girl, the guy, the kid, I think it was 3. But other than that, I was like, I wanted to see more, like you said, like, in a montage way, like, wow, this guy, like, they put a newspaper out, it's the sniper killer on loose, then you go, wow, this is pretty cool. But that was for me. Let me, one thing we didn't even tackle, because we never do on the Action Movie Guys podcast, is soundtracks. This had a good soundtrack, with the 70s music, it was like,
it was like kind of jazzy at times.
And Shaft, it was very
Shaft.
Yes, very Shaft. But I liked it because it felt like old school, like cop through, like cop shows. It was like, bom, wow.
And he's like,
we gotta go.
And they shot,
yeah, this is cool.
They shot on location in San Francisco, which looked great on film.
Yeah,
looked
it did.
Great. Yeah.
No, it was actually pretty cool. But I mean, other than that, I gave it a 4.5. I don't think it's a perfect film. But it's a great film, and I mean, between, I mean, you gave it a great score too. I mean, 4.5 is kind of, it's great. It's just I'm giving it a half a point up. But other than that, it's actually a really great movie to start off a franchise, a crime thriller. So with that said, what is your total points?
Yeah, pretty high, 22 out of 25. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It has a lot of great elements. Again, the middle got a little sloggy to me, but you know, that being said, it has a strong script. Great performance, a lead performance, a little bit of action, a great villain. It's a great film. I really liked it. So yeah, 22 out of 25.
Yeah, I'm 23.5. I think Clint Eastwood knocked this out of the park. I mean, anything he touches. I mean, I always talk about Clint Eastwood here, Gerard Butler, like all my dudes. So like, I enjoy Clint Eastwood. There's something about him, his acting that I could just enjoy. I think he's like his monotone face, like his
presence.
Face, yes, his face is so stone. That you're like, yo, this dude has no, like, facial expressions. And I think that's what makes his Western so good, because he has no facial expressions. And Dirty Harry has none either. Like, you're just like, holy crap. Like, this dude, you don't even know if he's happy. He's like a fucking Vulcan. You're like, yo, this dude is like, he has no emotions. Yeah. And I love it. I was like, this is good.
I like
and
it.
I loved it. Yeah, it's great. All right, so 23.5, you gave it a 22. Nate, what is coming up next?
Okay, so we got another one I'm very excited to review. Next episode is going to be another one with our horror, you know, horror-tinged action films. A little Robert Rodriguez from Dusk Till Dawn. And then next week we continue on with Dirty Harry. The next one is called Magnum Force. Now, you know what I like about these movies? None of them have the same name, and none of them are part two, part three, part... They're all different. This is Magnum different stories, Force. Yeah. I like that.
It makes
like a TV show. Episode.
I think you might like
love
that
Magnum
one.
Force.
Yeah, okay. That's it. To me, I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, we don't do rankings here live,
right?
I mean, whatever. I will say Magnum Force is my favorite one. Then comes one. So you're gonna see. You're gonna go no way, but then I think you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I can see why. So that one is actually pretty good.
I'm in. Yeah. I like the first one. I'm looking forward to seeing what else he does, who else he goes up against, and what else happens. So Magnum Force. Yeah. From Dusk Till Dawn.
And what's cool is each of the villains, I believe, they're not all the same. It's all different types. So it's not like you're getting the same psycho killer and the other
psycho
one.
Psycho sniper every time.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool though. But you'll see why. With that said, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks or visit our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com for all our merchandises and past episodes with the videos. I'm still upgrading on in that front, putting the videos out more. But other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.